Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hey, Bill, what's up?
Got bad news.
Huh. You been fired?
No, everybody thinks we did so great for a second-year franchise team that my phone is ringing off the hook. I've got multiple offers.
To do what?
Be a general manager.
You didn't do anything here.
I know. I was just riding your coattails. This was a great job. Took me 2 years, but I finally got to the point where I had virtually no responsibility.
Are you saying as general manager, you get paid for doing nothing?
Yep.
Bill, before you pack up your office, Charlie would like another time around the field. Oh, he's really going to miss you.
Welcome to the real world. We do all the work, and Bill Keller, who does nothing, gets all the offers.
I guess this means we'll be getting a new general manager.
Yep.
Wonder if I should apply.
What do you know about being a GM?
I don't know as much as Bill. Said himself is writing on your coattails. Hell, I've been doing that for years. Plus, Doris's dog already knows me.
Management job, Luth. You're a coach.
I'm not getting any younger. I gotta think about my future.
Luther, you've always been a coach. You got coaching in your blood. What are you gonna do all day up there in an office?
Nothing. That's the whole idea. I'm telling you, the stress of this job's starting to get to me.
You're under stress here?
My knees are. Walking up and down the football field, I can't stand on the sidelines forever. Maybe it's time I came inside and sat down.
You mean to tell me, after 35 years of coaching, you're just going to get up and walk out of here?
Hey, I'm not that far from retirement.
Yeah, I think you ought to think this thing through, Luth, before you make a mistake.
Like that ever worked. You think Doris will give me the job if I ask her?
No, I don't. I mean, she doesn't know anything about football, but she is a surprisingly savvy businesswoman. She's going to want somebody with experience.
Can you believe this? I have already received 16 phone calls about the general manager's position.
Doris, I'd like to be considered for the position.
Okay. Return these calls and tell them the position is filled.
Guess she's not as savvy as you thought.
Mr. Van Damme.
Do I need to sign something?
No, not just yet. I did think you might want some office supplies, though.
Hi, office supplies. That'd be nice.
What would you like me to get you?
Well, I know I'm going to need a pooper scooper. If you get me one with a long handle, it'd be nice so I wouldn't have to bend over.
Okay. And then in the way of stationery, pens, files... I'll just stop by the supply room and get you the basics.
That'll be all, fellas. Thank you very much. And by the way, you're doing a fine job here.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Van Damme.
You're welcome.
Excuse me, Coach Fox.
Sure, Phil.
Mr. Van Damme. She calls me Mr. Van Damme.
Yeah, I heard that. Oh, boy, this is nice.
Bigger than yours, huh?
Yeah. Well, Luth, you know, I'm going to miss having you down on the field with me, but I am really happy for you.
I'm going to get stuff, too. Phyllis is getting me stuff.
So, listen, I want to talk some business.
Business?
Yeah.
Sure. Have a seat. Have a seat. Pull up a chair there. What kind of business you want to talk about?
Well,
hold on just a second. Phyllis, hold on my calls. I'm doing business. Go ahead.
Well, you know, since you're the new general manager, we're going to have to hire a new defensive coordinator.
Oh, that's right. You're going to have to replace me. That's not going to be easy.
Well, actually, I got somebody in mind.
Oh?
Yeah. Dick
Butkus.
Dick Butkus.
That'd be great, but you think you can get him? I mean, he's never coached football before. Do you think really that Dick Butkus?
I guess it's not going to be coach anymore, though.
No, it's a general manager, Van Dam, now.
You know, I got to tell you, I think you did a great job with the breaker defense.
Oh, thanks.
And I'm looking forward to picking up right where you left off.
Hey, Dick, come on, sit down.
No, I can't. I love the, but I can't. I got a box of game film to go over. I got to break it down. I got to get a lot of stuff ready. So I'll have my agent call, and you guys can talk over the numbers.
Okay. I'm going to get them, Hayden.
Hey, buddy.
That's me, you dick. Butkus! What in the hell is going on?
What do you mean?
Well, I've only been gone a day.
Well, you knew we were going to have to replace you.
Well, yeah. I thought we'd do an exhaustive search and take months and months. Now you come bringing a guy in here, never coached football a day in his life. What's your criteria for hiring this person?
That's Dick Butkus. The man is a legend. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. Luther, he's probably the best linebacker ever played the game.
Well, try selling that to the press.
The press is going to eat this up. Come on, we'd be lucky to get Dick Butkus.
Luck? Luck, this doesn't have anything to do with luck. Yo, I know what's going on here. You knew that Dick Butkus was available, so you had to get rid of me. So what you did was you kicked me upstairs. That's what's happened there. I've been upsized.
Oh, man, come on. You are being ridiculous. I could not plan this. I mean, gee, many Christmas. I didn't know Bill Keller was going to leave. You're the one that wanted to be the GM. Now, I couldn't have planned it.
Yeah, well, you did. I don't know how. That's what makes it so diabolical.
Now, think about this. Your first move as GM was to hire Dick Butkus. I mean, you're going to make the sports pages every paper in this country.
Never thought of that. It does sound kind of good.
Not only did you hire Dick Butkus, but it took the likes of Dick Butkus to replace you.
All right. Give him a shot. He's a little green, but I'll give him a shot. Where's Hayden?
Well, he went to lunch.
Without me?
Well, today is Dick Butkus' first day, and Coach Fox wanted all the coaches to meet him.
Well, why wasn't I invited?
Well, technically, you're not a coach anymore. You're management.
Well, I still have lunch. Who am I supposed to have lunch with?
I don't know. You know, Howard Burley never has anybody to go to lunch with.
There's a reason for that.
He's perceived differently, and so are you now. You're both management. Shall I call him? Mr. Burley, this is Rosemary. Would you like to go to lunch with Mr. Van Dam? No, this is not a cruel joke. He seems to be available.
We get Tim to sleep through the night, but not Luther.
Hey, I got bad news for Dick Butkus. We're gonna have to let him go. I want my old job back.
What do you mean you want your old job back?
I want to go back to being a coach. We got to fire Dick Butkus.
We're not going to fire Dick Butkus. Now, just calm down.
Hey, I don't belong behind a desk. I mean, answer me. When I'm in your office, am I ever behind a desk?
No, that's because it's my desk. I just hired Dick Butkus yesterday. I'm not going to fire him, Luther. I'm not going to go back on my word.
Okay, I'll fire him.
You can't fire him.
Okay, I'll fire you. Somebody's getting fired.
Luther. You got a new office and a cushy job. What's the problem?
It's not a cushy job. It's a stupid job. I'm just a rubber stamp. Hell, I'm not even that. This arrived today.
What is that?
It's a rubber stamp with my name on it. I don't even get to stamp it. Phyllis does. I mean, a dead guy could do this job.
So, you're upset because you thought this new job would have more responsibility. Is that it?
Christy, don't try to make sense out of what he's saying. This is his pattern. He panics. Something changes, he panics.
Luther, I think what Hayden means is that you probably want to go back to coaching because it's more comfortable and familiar. I mean, you're in a new job, in a new office. Maybe you're feeling just a little bit lost.
I'm lost because it's a dumb, stupid job.
Well, can't you make it into something?
Yeah, Christine is right, Luther. Hey, I mean, if Bill Keller didn't want to do anything as GM, I mean, you don't have to be that way. I mean, I thought you didn't want to do anything, but heck, if you want to do something, then do it.
Like what?
Well, a good general manager is involved in every facet of the organization. I mean, it's not just personnel decisions. I mean, he's involved in strategic planning sessions. You got the merchandising and community relations and marketing and all the way down to concessions.
Concessions?
Yeah, the job is what you make out of it, Luther. I mean, if you want to grab that brass ring, then go for it.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a try. On one condition, that you call me when you're having lunch.
No problem.
Not Christy.
Good night, Luther. So, do you think it's possible this whole thing was about lunch?
Oh, quite possible. Hey, good morning, Coach Butkus. Well, you're here early.
Well, it's 9 o'clock.
What time do you get started? Ah, well, yeah, well, it's off-season, you know, sometime around 9:30, sometimes 10.
Well, games are won and lost in the off-season. I mean, it's a critical time. I've been here since 6. So you think we can get to work? Huh. I've got a lot of stuff here I'd like to cover.
Okay, well, I'm just going to grab a cup of coffee first. You want a cup?
No, I don't touch the stuff. Now, first of all, I'd like to talk to you about a short yardage, pass situations. I think if we switch during the cadence from a 4-3 to a 3-4, and blitz like hell.
Oh, hey, Coach. I'm Mr. Butkus, sir. I brought breakfast.
I had breakfast 3 hours ago.
Then would you care for a mid-morning donut?
Hey, Dob, we're working here.
Huh?
Yeah.
What time is it?
Dick has a lot of ideas he wants to go over.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I'll go get the other coaches, but it might take me a couple minutes. John got a new car, and they're taking turns driving it around the stadium.
Go get the other coaches, Don.
Why do we need the other coaches?
Oh, well, see, we work as a team, and we kind of like to bounce ideas off each other. That way, and get different perspectives, I make better decisions, you know, and I mean, in the end, you know, throwing those ideas around, I can come up with better ideas for everybody.
Well, excuse me, but how many defensive coordinators are there?
Just you, Dick.
Then you don't need anybody to bounce off of.
Well, yeah, well, you see, you got to bounce off me. But go ahead, just, you know, bounce away.
Okay. Right. So, you're afraid of the blitz. Well, let me show you how to do it right. You're the quarterback. Here's your guard. This is your offensive line. Mm-hmm.
Who are you?
I'm your worst nightmare. See, I'm a blitzing linebacker, and I can get to you from anywhere.
Oh, yeah, okay. Then, in that case, I would like to draft this chair, if you don't mind.
Okay. Okay, it's 3rd and 4.
3rd and 4.
I want you to call a play. Okay. Come on up here. During your cadence, you try to figure out where we're going to come from.
Yeah. It sounds like you're coming from a very angry place.
Come on, just on that plane! All right, 34 to a 40.
With break! 34
switch.
Fire, fire, all right, strong up! 92! Strong up! 2, 92!
Fuck, move
the ball, baby! You know, Dick, when I said bounce off each other, I may have been wrong. I didn't mean that literally.
Now, what I meant was like the free exchange of ideas. I think that may be better served by working on the chalkboard. You know, I mean, that's how Luther and I used to do it.
Well, I'm not Luther.
No, you're not.
Run the play.
Right, I would like to be in the shotgun again this time.
All right, tell me. All right, so pass. Okay. He's in the shotgun. Thunder! Thunder! Thunder!
Let's talk about the foot-long hot dog. I'm just spinning here. Am I going too fast for you, Wayne?
Maybe a little.
Listen, Wayne, you're doing a fine job as the head of concessions. I think it's time we kick it up a couple of notches, though. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, every stadium has a foot-long hot dog, right?
Staple.
Well, that is insane. Football isn't measured in feet, it's measured in yards. Therefore, I propose that the official breaker dog be a yard-long hot dog. Huh? Huh? I'm just spinning here. I'm spinning. What we do is you buy 10 of them, and it's the first down to get a free soda. Are you getting this? Are you getting this, though?
Can we take a break? My hand is cramping.
Can we take a break right after the condiments? Ketchup and mustard. Now the official...
Wayne, Phyllis, I need to talk to Luther.
Huh? Wayne, Phyllis, I need to talk to Hayden.
Yes, sir.
You're not going to believe this, Hayden.
Luther, the official... Look, I've been thinking about what you said last night. You come over to the house, you know, you may be uncomfortable with the job. Well, I'm thinking all we got to do is get rid of Butkus. What do you think, buddy?
Yeah, man, who said I'm uncomfortable? I'm having a ball here. My mind is going a mile a minute. Let me ask you, what are the official breaker colors?
Yellow and green.
Mustard and relish. Mustard and relish. I gotta come up with a way to, you swirl them together, you know, like they do in toothpaste and yogurt. You swirl them together, and you got some kind of a sauce. We'll have a name for it. Sideline sauce. I'm not married to that. We'll have a contest.
Can we just get back to Butkus for
I'm
a second?
Spinning.
Can we get back to Butkus?
Hey, I'm way ahead of you there. The Butkus burrito. What do you think of that?
I wouldn't put it on the menu just yet. You know, the thing with Dick, it isn't working out.
I mean, it's working out fine for me. Look at this press we're getting here. What about community relations? The community loves him. You said yourself that's my area.
Yeah, well, a head coaching job's my area, and I'm saying we got to let him go.
Well, I'm saying that he stays.
Well, I'm saying we got to let him go.
You know, I'm the general manager, and I say he stays.
What are you talking about?
Hey, Bill Keller may have been a yes man, but I'm not. I'm telling you, after 35 years, I am going to say, uh-uh.
You have no authority to say, uh-uh.
I am the general manager, and I say Dick Butkus stays.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
oh, yeah?
Yes, yes. Phyllis, you get Doris Sherman. Send her in here, would you, please? This is a code 9.
What the hell's a code 9?
It's an executive code I came up with this morning.
An executive code? What the hell's going on with you?
What do I think? I think you have a problem with authority figures.
Phyllis, we got a code 12. Idiot in office.
Luther, this better be a real code 9. I am in the middle of my manicure and pedicure.
I just want you to settle something. Doris, who has the power here?
I do.
No, I mean, after you. Who has the authority to hire and fire everybody? Is it the coach or the general manager?
I'm sorry, sweetie. That would be Hayden. Now, I'm going back for a second coat. Now, Luther, this was not a real code 9 at all. Now, you two are fine. Shake hands and open the door for me. Thank you.
Now, this job sucks. I don't have any power at all. I bet I don't even have the authority to make the hot dog longer.
Well, I'm real sorry. I have the power, and I'm ordering you to go down to my office and fire Dick Butkus right now.
Oh, excuse me. I don't have a problem with Dick Butkus. You fire him.
Can't.
Why not?
Because he's Dick Butkus. He's a living legend. He's in the Hall of Fame. The man's a maniac, Luther. He wanted to blitz me in my office, and that's when he was in a good mood. I mean, I'd hate to think what would happen if I should anger him.
Firing him would do that. So you're afraid of Dick Butkus, huh? I guess I'll have to handle this. Phyllis, would you go down to Hayden's office and fire Dick Butkus?
forget it, Phyllis. I'll do it myself.
Yeah. How are you going to do that?
Well, I'm going to do it carefully. I'm not going to come right out and say, hey, you know, Dick, I'm firing you. I mean, Mr. Butkus, sir. I got to show the man the respect he deserves.
Yeah!
Hey, guys, I'm out of here.
Oh, this isn't working. I don't think we click, so I'm going.
Oh, jeez.
Goodbye and all that crap.
Dick, no hard feelings.
You know, I think this respect thing's overrated. Dick's weighs a lot faster.
Yeah, what? Well, I'm going to need a new defensive coordinator. Have anybody in mind?
Might. We say let's talk about it over lunch.
You know, Luth, I think this might be the continuation of a beautiful friendship.